Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green, and I'm one of the hosts. And today we are joined by Henrietta Hadley with Infinite Solutions Consulting Group, and also the outreach and marketing coordinator for WINC, a women's veteran organization. Henrietta, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to be here with me.
Well, thank you for having me, Nick.
I'm so excited about this. We've been trying to do this for a minute, and we finally got it nailed down. So good stuff. Let's start with you. Tell us about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Well, I tell you, I'm a Michigander. I love Michigan. I grew up in the Muskegon area, a Reese Puffer School District. I'm a Rocket. I tell people all the time, I bleed green. but yeah, I grew up here in Muskegon and very close-knit community in the Reese Puffer area. And graduated from Reese Puffer. Soon after I graduated, went right up to Western Michigan University.
Go Broncos.
Studied, you know, merchandising, business, communications, with an emphasis really on marketing. I just wanted to take all of that and put it into how do you message whatever it is you want to sell or you want to deliver. And so Western really shaped me for the business world. And with that, I've just been blessed to travel across the country and full circle come back to Michigan 7 years ago after living on the East Coast for over 20 years.
What part of the East Coast?
Philadelphia.
Philly. Okay.
And of course, New York and kind of in the northern part of Pennsylvania. If you've heard of a small little town called Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series.
Okay.
Lived there for about 5 years. And so I've been across that whole East Coast metrics.
Nice. East Coast is beautiful.
People
talk a lot about the West Coast, but the East Coast is just as beautiful in its own way.
It is.
How did the idea come up to start Infinite Solutions Consulting Group?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Nick. I returned home to help my dad, who was his health was failing, and a dear cousin, friend, sister of mine, all of that in one, is a veteran. And she asked me to come back and help her with an organization that she founded, WINC for All Women Veterans, Women Injured in Combat. And she asked me to be her executive director. And I said, you know, that's heavy lifting for a nonprofit, especially a new nonprofit. I said, but what I can do is give you some advice. After, you know, serving as an executive director for many nonprofits, owning, you know, former businesses and working for a lot of small and large nonprofits on the East Coast, I had that experience. And she said, would you, you know, be my executive director? And I said, no, I'll give you some advice, but I can't do that right now. I want to focus on my dad. And it was such an honor to serve WINC for All Women Veterans as their outreach coordinator that there was an opportunity that came up through the state of Michigan for veterans. And it was called the Michigan's Veterans Entrepreneurship Lab, where they were asking veterans and their families to come and learn about entrepreneurship, because there are a lot of our veterans struggle in a traditional job setting, but do very well in a non-traditional or a creative job setting. And the individual said, come to the lab with me. At the end of the lab, there is a pitch competition. And I think once you sit in this lab with me, you might want to become a consultant and maybe start your own firm and then work for WINC.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you are really pulling at me. So I did that for 10 weeks. I went to Grand Valley, where the Michigan Veterans Entrepreneurship Lab was hosted. Every Monday, we drove from Muskegon before COVID. We drove to the main campus of Grand Valley, and we sat in those classes. And the mentors that came through, the amazing folks from across West Michigan that came and spoke to us, inspired me as I was sitting there. And I said to the young lady who invited me, I said, you know, I think I am going to take all my years of experience and not only help WINC, but avail myself to other businesses and organizations and share my experiences. So first thing I got to do is get registered. Yeah. Second thing I got to do is really get out here and let people know what I'm doing. And then COVID hit. And then I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And as you know, we all pivoted to remote.
Yep.
And I just started, you know, doing these Facebook ads and just getting out there. And once I did, I realized, and I'm sure you did, too, that there were a lot of individuals who wanted to share their creative juices but didn't know how to do that in terms of a business.
Yeah.
So Infinite Solutions really took off by sharing, one, my own personal experience, my own professional experience, and really helping nonprofits and veteran-owned, women-owned, and small businesses understand access, access to resources, access to funding, and whatever else they needed accessibility to, because you may have created creativity, but if you don't have the accessibility, then really sometimes all you're left with is this hobby of amazing creativity. And so Infinite Solutions really came about to when I saw the need.
Yeah.
And when I saw that need, I said, you know what, let me start at home. What were the chances that I would be back home in Michigan, in Muskegon, my home base, to start this consulting business that has now taken off across not only the state of Michigan, but because of remote and our technology, I can really do consulting across the globe through technology.
Yeah, I think it's COVID comes up a lot in these conversations.
And
a lot of businesses stemmed and came out of COVID. And I've said it numerous times in these podcasts and just in general conversation with people. It really brought out a creative side that it kind of pushed the economy and the dynamic of entrepreneurship in a different direction. But I think what Infinite Solutions did and what you witnessed and saw and said, well, why don't I take that piece, is really creative, because access, entrepreneurs having access to things is one of the biggest barriers and one of the biggest, I guess, fears that people have.
Exactly.
They're like, I really want to do this, but I don't even know where to start. And sometimes all they need is step one.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So all that being said, what does Infinite Solutions offer to your business partners that you would say is your niche? I mean, you kind of just brushed on it, but what is your niche with Infinite Solutions?
Well, the first thing is I'm going to actively listen to what that individual or that team or that business or organization really wants and needs. In doing so, it gives me a little bit of an opportunity to kind of understand where they're coming from or where they're trying to go. So the niche is establishing relationship. I think back in the day when folks were doing business, it was all about profitability. But I really want sustainability for the folks that I work with. So the niche for me is getting to know individuals, understanding their goals, understanding where they want to go, and then coming back to the table and saying, okay, how can we get there and how can I help you?
Yeah.
So really keeping them in the lead and coming alongside, not going in front, not, you know, lagging too far behind, but really coming up alongside and say, you know, I'm here as a partner. And I learned the other day, and one of my mentors, because I listen to people all the time, too. I want to know from the experts, what's a more effective way to do something? And I heard one consulting expert say, become the sponsor for another business or another organization. So when you're in rooms that they're not in, you're lifting their mission or you're lifting their services so that you can get them, take them a little further.
Yeah.
So for Infinite Solutions, I would like to think that we become that sponsor for businesses. We become the support that those businesses and teams and organizations need.
Yeah.
Because so often when you're creating those creative, you know, services or products, you're not able to go into some of those other areas that you need help in. And so really being a helpmate to businesses and organizations has really become our niche.
Yeah. I love what you said there, profitability versus sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge, huge indicator and a huge marker of the difference, I think, that you are offering. That's incredibly smart and forward thinking. Another part to that you mentioned is supporting them or sponsoring them. But advocating is kind of, you know, synonymous with that, and advocating for someone and not just, I support a local business. It's like, no, I advocate for, there's a huge difference
in the
business world. Just saying, oh yeah, one of my friends is an artist, you know, you should check him out. It's like, no, one of my friends is the best artist in West Michigan, I think, and here's his website. There's a difference in how you approach that and speaking with someone else. So.
And in doing that, what I'm finding, though, I then have to go around the back door and get them prepared. Because I might say, hey, I was in Lansing and I saw someone and they were looking for an artist, now that we brought that up.
Yeah.
And they have a brand new building and they need some artwork. have you thought about putting your artwork in that building? It's in Lansing. We're in Muskegon. And maybe folks will walk through and see your artwork and they'll be able to purchase it. Oh, my God, I never thought about that. And then I see, if not careful, the fear set in. Or can I really do that?
Yeah.
Or is that really feasible? So really, you know, doing that advocating, but then also encouraging businesses and small nonprofits to know that they are, one, worthy to have that type of visibility, and two, they have to think forward.
Yep.
Or they will stay local and present.
Yeah. The imposter syndrome kicks in.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
a real
oh,
thing.
Oh, that is a real thing.
It's a real thing. And it really, it'll dead stop someone in their tracks. And,
yes.
And business and growth. Just thinking, you know, the fears they're not good enough, that someone's better than them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different tastes for everyone. So
don't
count yourself out, entrepreneurs out
no,
there.
No, stay true and
stay
get the support.
Yeah,
and get support.
Find an advocate.
Right. I agree.
You work with women veterans,
uh-huh.
as well.
Yes.
You want to expand on that? I have a little soft spot for veterans.
Oh,
so
are you a veteran?
I am not. I have lots of friends who are veterans, kind of grew up, and I graduated in 2003, so 2001, you know, everything started. So lots of friends who are luckily still with us and some that did not make it back.
You're absolutely right.
I do
have
a soft spot for them, and I'd like to hear what work is happening out there.
Well, as I said before, when I first returned back to Muskegon, I was, you know, pretty much asked to help a nonprofit stand themselves up as their executive director. And as I, you know, resigned from that opportunity, I was like, thank you. I think that's a great, you know, recommendation. But I'll come and volunteer. And so this organization, Wink for All Women Veterans, they were hosting their annual Camp Courage retreat for women veterans across the state. And so I volunteered to go and help I think it was a 3-day retreat, and I volunteered on Friday. And I tell you, Nick, the day that those women started showing up, and I think I was just like handing them their name tag, something as small as a name tag, but a smile and a warm heart to greet them. And as they started arriving, my heart just started going crazy and just like really opening up to these women and not realizing how much, you know, they had sacrificed to serve our country, and how when we were sitting around the campfire and hearing some of their stories as they begin to trust the retreat team and staff, it opened my heart. It warmed my heart. And I said, OK, I'll volunteer. And I've been volunteering for the last 7 years with Wink for All Women Veterans. In addition to volunteering for them, our Muskegon Community Mental Health Department, which we all know is Health West, started a program called the Veterans Navigator Program, helping veterans and their families navigate services across our county, but also across West Michigan. And they were looking for an organization to serve their women veterans, because our women veterans are a little bit more unique sometimes than their male counterparts. Sometimes they don't self-disclose. They've gone through a lot that they don't come home and share with parents or share with children or spouses. And so they change slightly, and the family members and community members don't know why.
Yeah.
And so I started working with Wink in terms of just learning more about women veterans and how to communicate with them. And again, 7 years later, here I am, you know, working as their outreach coordinator as a part of Infinite Solutions. I brought them on as a client, which is yay, building the client base and just really getting the word out on why women veterans need that extra push or that extra encouragement. And so we have been a part of the Muskegon County Veterans Service Center, and we've also been a part of our Muskegon Mental Health through Health West's organization.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the entrepreneur comment about not knowing where the resources are, the veterans struggle with that just as much.
Mm-hmm.
I had a recent family member who was a veteran who ended up in the hospital last year for weeks, you know, and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this hospital. I'm like, you're a veteran. Just mention that you're a veteran to the social worker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He never got a bill in the mail. And he's like, I didn't know that they would pay all of that. I'm like, well, you served our country
for,
you know, 6 years or however long he was in the Coast Guard. And, you know, as, like, he just had no idea.
No.
And, you know, I think a lot of them are in that they feel like when they get home, they're alone again.
Exactly.
It's alienating because you lived a very structured life in the military for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's only 4 years, it feels like 10 to them.
I tell them if you raised your hand for 2 months, that's you sacrificed.
Yeah,
you were
exactly.
willing to sacrifice.
And they come back and it's hard to adapt to the civilian life again for them. And they need as much help as they can get.
And entrepreneurship is that pathway. That's why I love the fact that the state, the governor, Grand Valley, there are so many partners and scholars yeah. or sponsors that came together to say, let's create this fund, which is the Michigan Veterans Entrepreneurship Lab. They're in their 12th cohort, and they travel
awesome.
Across the state to encourage and engage veterans and their families. I was, I was the cousin to a veteran, and I was able to sit in that class for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's helpful because it gives them a place of belonging and a sense of belonging.
I'd love more information on that.
Yes.
I'd love to attend if I could.
Oh, yes. I'll definitely make sure I get you that. And for any veterans or family members that are out there listening, go on the Grand Valley website and make sure you find out what's going on with the Veterans Entrepreneurship Lab.
Yeah.
I think they call it the MVE Lab, kind of as their acronym. MVE Lab.
Yeah.
And they give $20,000 to the winner of the pitch competition in addition to $5,000, $2,000, $3,000.
Okay.
So when you leave that pitch competition or those 10 weeks, you're not leaving empty-handed. You're leaving with an array of resources and then obviously some cash prize to kind of help you jumpstart your business or to increase your business.
Great stuff. We'll have to connect after this and link all those things in there.
Exactly.
When we post the podcast.
And I mentor Infinite Solutions now, is one of their mentors when it comes to going into those 10 weeks and talking about, how you can scale your business.
You're making big waves.
I love it.
So
and it's
being
good to be home doing that. You can be in anywhere else on the globe, but when you're home
feels
making
different.
Impact, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless.
So speaking of home.
Yay.
How has Muskegon business community affected your business?
Well,
or your business path, rather.
Well, first of all, I love the fact that they've trusted me. I'm a big, big, big proponent on volunteering. I will volunteer for anything and everything. And that's what I did when I first realized that I was going to get serious about this whole business and start really taking Infinite Solutions to another level. There was a new expo called the Black Wall Street Expo, highlighting Black businesses in Muskegon County. So I called Lachey Simmons, who is the creator of that expo, and I said, can I volunteer? And I went the first year and I volunteered, and I was just blown away by all of these small, women-owned, Black-owned businesses that just showed up at our, convention center, at our Van Dyke Convention Center. I mean, they took over the whole center. And I was just sitting there going, as I think at that, I was doing the registration, giving out name tags. I'm always doing registration because people don't know. That's how you can know who's in the house, who's coming, and who's going to be possibly a potential client. So I see over 60 small businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, very small businesses, Nick. And I mean, things from candle makers to candy makers to you name it. They were there. And I said, wow, what an opportunity for me. And I thought, well, what do they need from me, though? And that's when I went back into what I said earlier. Let's go and introduce ourselves and then find out how I can help. And from there, I'm thinking that was the first year. I think this year might have been her third or fourth year. Might have been the fourth year. And so if there's 60 businesses that show up at an expo, small businesses, then my objective is out of those 60, if I can just impact 10, if I can impact 20, I'm willing to do so. So to answer your question, I started this holiday marketplace called the Holiday Pop-Up Shop. And so I invited all 60 to join us for 4 weeks in Muskegon Hikes. And for 4 weeks, we did this holiday pop-up shop. And the first year we did Friday and Saturday. Second year we did Saturday and Sunday. And this year we're kind of going to let the vendors tell us what they want us to do. But in impacting the community, I thought, let me take this one-day opportunity for some of these vendors and give them a four-week opportunity with a two-day span to see if they can really, really scale to that type of ability. So what I would like to think I've done in impacting the business community is, coaching, accessibility, giving opportunity for sustainability and growth and development. And so every year until I can't, I would like to be able to offer that opportunity to our business community, be it veterans or women or whoever, to have that opportunity, you know, to come into a place for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and really see if they can handle that before they come to you as a credit union and say, hey, I need a loan. I want to go into a building. I want to do 9 to 5. And you can't really do, you know, 10 to 3 for 4 days a week for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So really giving that practice ground to entrepreneurs and small businesses to see through a holiday pop-up shop how hard it really is.
Yeah.
To have your own building and to do your own thing on a regular basis before you realize this is too much. So
yeah.
Giving that opportunity to really grow and develop is what we've done.
That's a great idea, because I think of the chalets on, mm-hmm. on Western, and it's a great barrier of entry, but I think it kind of still leaves out, it's that next step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with chalets. I'm not trying to discount
right.
them. But I like to call the group you're speaking of now micropreneurs.
Oh, that's so a good one. Micropreneurs.
So they're just getting started. You know, they're kind of getting their feet wet. They're making a little change off mm-hmm. of it. And they're liking it. They just don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you do is, and talking to this conversation, we could talk all day, and maybe we mm-hmm. should have lunch after.
Yeah, and come up with some ideas.
Yeah, because there's just so much. They get lost, and there's this huge barrier, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you see all this stuff on social media, and it's like, oh, you could go. I stopped at 3 months, and it could have just been 3 months in one day was my big break.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And it's tough to make those transitions throughout your business life cycle from the micropreneur to the small business owner or medium-sized business owner.
Exactly.
That's netting $500,000 to $1 million a year. There's various steps throughout that, and to have support all the way is huge. So,
and that's why I'm glad that I'm able to, or I was able to connect with the Equity Business Fund, because
yeah.
that's what helped me understand that even at my level of business, I still need the support.
Yeah.
I still need the encouragement. And I still need to continue to learn. And that's what we don't want entrepreneurs to do, is to stop because you get one tracked into running this business and not understanding that you still need to develop on every end.
Yeah. You become a racehorse. You're,
mm-hmm.
you got your head down in the meat and potatoes every
mm-hmm.
day, and you have blinders on, and you're going to trip and fall.
So exactly.
You need someone to pull those blinders back for you. Rounding it out, who is your biggest influence in your life?
Well, if it's present, I would have to say, because I was going, when I read the questions, first my grandmother came up, who I'm named after, Henrietta. She's always been my first and foremost influencer, because I watched her as a little girl, 3-4 years old. I watched her serve the community.
Yeah.
In every capacity, be it as the piano teacher where students were coming to the home, or if in our small-knit community someone's needed money for flowers for a funeral, her going from house to house asking for folks to give to the collection, or being in the Thursday morning breakfast club in the Muskegon Heights area where her and other professional women may have gone and knitted caps for the babies at General Hospital. I'm really dating myself because General Hospital isn't even here anymore. But just servicing her community. And because I was with her while my mom and dad were working, I was tagging right along. That's why it's so important when our children are tagging along that we give them something to kind of hold on to. And so my grandmother would be the first person that came to mind as kind of my stellar, that where I really have my pulse or my compass of service. But when I look at people of today, I would really like to think that I can't give one person because I'm finding that there are so many of us that are giving our hearts and giving our souls to the communities in which we serve, that I would just like to say the entrepreneurs of this globe that I see grinding and really working hard to either take care of their families themselves and to leave some type of legacy for their children.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, of course, it's always a pleasure to share about Infinite Solutions Consulting Group. We have a very wide online presence, so you can always contact us on our business Facebook page, which is Infinite Solutions Consulting Group. And once you go there, you can leave me a message. You'll see the phone number. You'll see everything you need. And if you can't find me there, just go to HenriettaHadley@gmail.com and shoot me an email, and I will redirect your questions if it's business or if it's personal. Just reach out. What I would like to say to entrepreneurs out there, don't give up on yourself. There are so many resources within our community and across the state for you. But the first thing I would encourage you to do, that if you want to be a part of any type of support so that your business can continue to grow, then hit me up. Maybe we can have you this year as a part of our pop-up shop. The pop-up shop is a great way for you to show off your skills, your talents, or your services to the community. And we encourage you to invite your clients. That might be the one time that you can have your clients come out and see you shine in a marketplace, and also during the holiday season. So look forward to meeting and seeing all of you, and thank you for tuning in.
Awesome. Thank you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Nick.
It's so awesome to see you fill with life when you talk about this stuff, and I appreciate you being a guest.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day.